Good morning. It is a Friday edition of
Not Necessarily the News. Yeah.
Sound the bell.
Here it
is. Here's the good news.
Not necessarily. I'm sorry, Kenneth.
Not necessarily the news.
That's what we got. Where we secretly replace your news with Folgers crystals.
Don't you ever do that again. That is the worst thing you've ever said.
Let's see if they notice.
Breaking news!
Speaking of, actually, there is a massive recall going on if you purchased Dollar General brand coffee.
Mm.
They say they're doing a recall at Dollar General coffee because there are reportedly glass shards in it.
In related news, it's not great.
For the first time, though, Dollar General coffee drinkers are saying this is the first time they've ever actually had Dollar General coffee wake them up.
Oh, there we go.
So that'll get you going.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love it.
It has a sharp, crisp edge to it. Beautiful.
The president has a very busy schedule on tap. Not only is he trying to orchestrate peace between Ukraine and Russia, he's also going to be hosting those Kennedy Center honors like we talked about yesterday. George Strait, Sylvester Stallone, and more are all set to be inducted. But one man that can't make it is Tom Cruise.
Mm.
Yeah, he was set to get the lifetime honor, but has a scheduling conflict. So it's a no-go. The Don is headed to Alaska today to meet with Vladimir Putin, while Tom is one of the few celebrities smart enough not to dip his big toe into the world of politics.
Yeah, it's tough on this whole thing because obviously with the George Straits Kennedy Center honor, well-deserved, probably whoever was president anyway, George should have been, would have been up for it. But here we go. He gets thrust into this whole political thing.
Mm.
George, by the way, has not commented on the Kennedy Center honor. Elsewhere in country music news, Brad Paisley, Emmylou Harris, they are headed to the Nashville Songwriters Hall of Fame. That was announced also this week. And it was the memorial there. And really, just a big old concert. In fact, they billed it earlier this week. News that Jeannie Seely had passed away at the age of 85. Truly, we did a little bit of her story. Truly a trailblazer when it came to women there in country music and in Nashville, and specifically at the Opry. Performed more times than anybody else, 5,397 shows.
Whoa.
So they called this Jeannie's 5,398th show. A bunch of people performed. And then we got a quick sneak peek of the Taylor Sheridan, Blake Shelton, Keith Urban, and Gretchen Wilson all involved reality show, The Road, that's coming up, filmed at Tannehill's a couple of months back. That whoever wins it's going to win like a record deal, all that. It's American Idol-ish type thing, but also get a spot to probably open up for Keith Urban or Blake Shelton on tours. So you got a sneak peek of that, and that'll come out October 19th. So there you go.
So is there a bigger star than Taylor Sheridan in the great state of Texas? Well, believe it or not, Matthew McConaughey may have eclipsed him, but it's not for his writing, his acting, his podcast, or, you know, being the professor out at UT. This time, apparently, we want him in the state capitol. A new poll by Quinnipiac reveals that 41% of Texas voters want Matthew McConaughey to run for governor. 47% of Texans would not like to see him run.
Hmm.
And this certainly would lend a certain something to the dress code in the state capitol. So,
there's that. I'm glad this is coming up again because last time Abbott was up, it was like, is he going to run? He even flirted with it a little bit. But no. I know one show that wants him to.
KB and
yes.
Heather Lee.
Haven't done a McConaughey bit in a while.
Go, Professor!
That would change that. In AI news, we got a lot of that today. There was a lot of that this week. The new version of ChatGPT came out. They did the big upgrade. They say, OpenAI, it's better because it will stop hallucinating as much. That's what they call it when ChatGPT gives you wrong answers and stuff and other things.
Hallucinating.
They call it hallucinating.
Right.
That is the term now that is being thrown around for when it's just wrong, it turns out. Well, the new version of ChatGPT is facing tons of backlash on the whole thing. And users are saying it's worse than the previous version. So they even just, there's an option now. You want to use the old version?
Go back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So AI continues. Now, this is ChatGPT, not the next version, which would be ChadGPT, which is just, you know, a used car salesman out there with his glasses on backwards.
Bruh.
Yeah. Bruh. Uh-huh.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So have you been to Starbucks lately?
No.
Well, we've got the inside scoop.
Oh, coffee bag.
On their secret menu. Mm-hmm. Apparently, they brought back the cotton candy Frappuccino.
Love,
I mean,
huh?
It's no Folgers crystals like you were talking about, but you got to be on the inside scoop to get it. It's made with vanilla bean cream Frappuccino base, 3 pumps of raspberry syrup, whipped cream, and apparently they're a fall menu rumored to be containing a pecan milk cortado. Of course, the PSL, the pumpkin cold cream cold brew, the pecan crunch oat milk latte, and Italian sausage egg bites.
Wow, you know the whole menu now. That's I know. You could literally go next door and just to pick up a shift in your Hawaiian shirt right now. There you go.
I know, but they make you wear black, and that's so not aloha.
Do they serve Dollar General broken glass shard coffee? Because I'm in on that.
To be honest, sometimes it tastes like it.
In international news, a swarm of jellyfish shut down a nuclear power plant in France, and that's how the next monster movie begins. And a new study reveals why inside jokes are so important to us. I mean, if you know, you know.
You don't.
I can't tell you
why. Listen online.